God called Abram out of adultery, in which he deserved nothing but condemnation and eternal death. Yet God was gracious to Abram and said, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. Abram, who was 75, accepted God's call and moved from near the Euphrates River in the land of Haran and journeyed toward the land of Canaan. For 10 years or longer, Abram, his wife, his nephew Lot, and their servants wandered in the land between Canaan and Egypt. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. This comforting word of God given to Abram reinforced that God's plan of salvation for all people would come from Abram's descendants. Jesus Christ traced his ancestors to David and back to Abram, showing that indeed God's promise did come true. Yet, when the Lord spoke those words to Abram, the fulfillment of the promise was still far off. God protected Abram and his possessions, but Abram and his wife Sarai remained childless. This week we will see God's promise both to Abram and to us, encouraging us to trust in him. May our Lord bless you this coming week. Amen.